Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Other Modern, your one and only podcast for the MSEM custom format. Today we'll be doing something a bit different. I'm your host, That Damn Pipsqueak, and we're going to be focusing on the sets that are currently up for submission. As one of the council members of MSEM, one of my jobs is to review sets, give feedback, and I decided to make this version a little bit public, so while I won't be stating my ranking of each of these sets, I'll be giving an overview on what cards I think are impactful for the format, what mechanics seem particularly strong, and so on. So without further ado, we're going to start with Bartend's Journal by Herzy Kurzy. If anyone wants to follow along, there will be a link in the description to the Plane Sculptors, where I'm sorting by color. Let's start going. I'm not going to go over every single card. I'm going to go over the cards that I think are going to be particularly viable in MSEM, or that I particularly like, cards that are going to be dangerous in MSEM, cards that need to be rebalanced, cards that are strikes against the set, you know, that sort of thing. Assume if I don't have anything to say about a card, I don't have anything negative to say about it. I also don't really have anything positive too. Baleza's Song is a Fumigate functional reprint. Fumigate is not really playable in Modern, and MSEM, while slower than Modern, I think is also less creature-based. We have a 4-mana Wrath that barely sees any play. I don't think the 5-mana one is going to. Let's see. Gertrude the Quelling Storm is a very neat design, but 6-drop Planeswalker is a really hard bargain. Or hard sell, rather. I think someone mentioned there's a infinite combo with her, but I don't know what it is. Hollowed. Hollowed used to be a problematic card, but has since been reworked. This version reminds me of Sun Droplet from Mirrodin. Might be a niche playable sideboard card. Haunting Presence is pretty cool. The fact that Delve is in Bant, and Herzy was generally pretty conservative with it, is overall a good thing about this set. This is a solid Delve removal spell, and I could see myself playing it in blue-white control, but 5 CMC is a really big ask. You need to delve away 3 or 4 cards before this card is, like, great. Well, when you delve away 3 cards, it's good. Delve away 4 cards are great. When you delve away 5, it's amazing. But I think that's a hard enough ask. It's going to be kind of niche. Mortal Reckoning might also be good. It's obviously kind of struggling against Haunting Presence being better, but I could see myself registering this. Quell of Whispers actually seems fringe playable in some Cleric or Soldier deck. Soul's Attendant. I don't remember if we have Soul's Attendant already in this format. Let me see. We already have Soul's Attendant in this format, so this is not actually a relevant reprint. God, Upholder of Purity is such a sick card. This being a 4-4 flyer that you can play for, like, 4 mana pretty realistically, 2 mana if you're really lucky, with some kind of neat upside against aggro. I don't think the card's great. I think it's really cool, though. I don't think Abandoned Assumptions is good, but I'm willing to be wrong. Bartend is a very solid card. I don't think he's amazing, but he's very solid. I think Bounded Intellect is bad. I think most of the Dementia cards are actually kind of difficult, because if they get countered, you just are so far behind. If they don't, a lot of them are pretty solid, even just discarding one card. Very few of them are things you want to cast for their full cost. Cackling Assistance is weird. I could see this being actually playable as a bear that you cast from the graveyard that works with graveyard synergies, but it's kind of hard to say. Trianal Reminiscence I think is actually really good. The fact that it is a kind of pseudo-regrowth at instant speed that isn't card negative is very intriguing. And I wonder if there are stupid things you can loop. Define Destiny is actually a really dumb card. I think we have already hit Critical Mass with powerful cantrips in this format. You definitely run this along with Seek Prophecy, and this card's nuts. Desperate Infiltration might actually be good. It's a little bit mana intensive to make the full whenever your opponent draws a card, you draw a card mode, but the whenever they draw two cards, you draw a card is very doable. Hallowed Steps is neat. You can turn to cast it targeting a land by delving away three cards you milled over. I'm not sure if that's good, but it's definitely neat. I think it's actually pretty powerful. Languid Whispers is wild because it creates 4/6 worth of stats for as low as one blue, but since they're all two, since they're both 2/3s, that's actually not very exciting. I don't know. This is the sort of card that I think I'm wrong in evaluating as low as I am, but I'm pretty low on it to begin with. Ambition's Promise feels like it can do very degenerate things. The fact that it's a two-hand tutor for two mana is insanely powerful, and the downside only matters if you don't win that turn. So, good in decks that win that turn. Drown in Blood used to be a Lightning Helix for black-black, and that was very exciting. But this is a considerably more balanced card. I think Entangled Rats is weirdly playable. It's definitely niche, it has to be in a specific deck, but it's probably actually decent. So Eternal Echo is weird. I think the card might actually be good in Dredge, especially because the Dredge decks we have are already aggressively slanted and want to play one black 2/2s. The fact that this makes some of your mill harder seems like it could incidentally be very powerful. But I don't know. It's hard to say. Feudal Desolation, meaning you have access to a 5-mana instant speed creature and Planeswalker Wrath that costs you a card, is really powerful. The fact you can discard two cards to make it a 3-drop if necessary, insane. There's several cards in this set that feel like they could have flavor text that don't, which is a little bit of a bummer because this set has so many different flavors going on. I also think it's weird that there's a card named Inkwell Scourge that isn't related to Inkwell Leviathan because this doesn't take place on Esper. Not a huge fan of that. Huge fan of Zanigan. She's in the format already via the bonus sheet, and I've been playing her a bunch. I like her a lot. I think Crucible of Glory is actively bad. The fact it's a board wipe that only works when you have a bunch of tapped creatures is not what we call synergy. Fires of Harval, I don't think is playable in the context of this specific format, but I think the card is generally powerful. Frenzied Vampire is another card that feels like it should have flavor text, but doesn't. Mirror to Brimstone feels like a very solid card. The fact that it can hit both creatures and planeswalkers gives it a lot of flexibility. The fact that it can flashback for a card advantage, it's instant. I think this is way better than Shock Blast, and other people already run Shock Blast. Xioban, the Golden Knuckle, is awesome. I am very excited about this card. I don't know if it's playable, but it's very exciting. So Splatter the Heathen is weird because I think a lot of people are going to think it's way better than it is. It's easy to compare this to Dismember. It's instant speed, 1 mana, deals you 4, but 1, you have to be in red, and 2, it's only 4 damage, not -5/-5. One of the things that's kind of iffy about this card, actually wait, let me Yeah, because you can dismember your knight anywhere. Yeah, minus five versus four damage. One thing that's really iffy about this card, and I think explains a lot about why I think it's bad, the decks that want one mana interaction are control decks, and they want it to be aggro decks. Versus aggro decks, you cannot afford to take four damage for free. So, versus the decks, you need this to be cheap the most. It costs more mana. I guess it's kind of niche good against combo decks that rely on creatures that aren't pressuring your life total, but I don't think those meaningfully exist. Kyburu's Warden strikes me as powerful. It's definitely worse than, well, it's probably worse than Tireless Tracker. But Tireless Tracker is a very good card. It has similar synergy with Fetchlands. It has some really good synergy with Self-Mill. Given that branching Snowpaths? Branching Crossroads now can return non-snow land cards. I think that card, Kyburu's Warden, might be viable. Endless Predators is an insane card. It's just a lot of card advantage and allows you to do some stupid tutoring. The fact that it always does something, even on an empty board, is nuts. Kalmatar, I think, is a cool card. We have some kind of mono-green ramp decks that might be able to leverage her. I think the fact that you can plus two, potentially draw into another threat, and then cast it off all the lands you untap makes her really appealing. I would be shocked if this card is not playable. I think Spectral Hunt is bad, but I can't actually tell. The fact it can be a regrowth for one mana is kind of appealing from a tempo perspective. And regrowth decks usually have a bunch of stuff in graveyard. Like, Delve for 3 mana is not particularly taxing. But I don't know. I think it might be playable. It's very interesting, certainly. Wild Whisper is different from when I originally saw it. I think that card actually might be good. I think it gets worse if a bunch of people are on Delve spells. But given how many Self-Mill decks exist, I think this thing does a reasonable Tarmogoyf impression. You can play for one, delving away a bunch of instants and sorceries you don't care about, and that gets, like, +3/+3 from all your fetch lands, and +2/+3 from your opponent's fetch lands. Now it's a 1-mana 5/5 or 1-mana 6/6. Yeah, actually, that card seems really strong. Ice with Radiant Valkyrie. I just want to say briefly, I really love that the Valkyries are dragons and not sexy ladies. I think it adds a lot to the set. So this card, I think you try to evaluate it as a 4-drop. Assume you are able to swing with 3 creatures. In that case, it's red-white, 2, for a 4-4 flying that casts War Leader's Helix on ETB. That's pretty goddamn good. That's, like, very exciting card-wise. I'm not usually an aggro player, so take my excitement with a grain of salt, but I think this card's very reasonable. The fact you can curve Saigura Tom into it, too, delicious. I think Azenghul is a trap. I don't think she's actually good, unless you're reanimating her, in which case she's okay. Bailez is different. I like this card, actually. I don't know where it goes. Maybe it's like a kind of control finisher, where you spend somewhere from 2 to 6 life on her, and then she's a 4/6 vigilance that your opponent has a lot of trouble dealing with if they're an aggro deck that doesn't have access to hard removal. Oh no, this is starting to sound really sketchy as I continue to describe it, but I think this card's actually semi-playable. Bane of Flesh is dumb. The fact that you play it on 2, and then if your opponent doesn't have an answer for it, you start spectering them, actually can get nutty really quickly. And if your opponent answers it, it still can draw you a card because it investigated. Yeah, that card's powerful. I don't know what the archetype for it is. Maybe it's like some weird ninjas variant, but I think that card's very strong. Bryda's interesting. I don't know how to evaluate her. I think she's not good, just because of colors. Kyburi, Death's Whisper. This card's awesome. The fact that she keeps recurring, even if she recurs tapped, kind of sucks a little bit. But she keeps recurring, so she never stays dead. And she has a pseudo Leovold ability. When your opponent targets you, you get to draw a card, eventually. Court of the Gilded Graves. Card's fine. 4/3 means it's not really playable. If it survives a turn, it usually generates some card advantage, which is nice. Court of Verdant Veils seems like it could be a fine hoser, but I don't think it's a good hoser. Like, it's a powerful effect, but it's 4 mana, which is a little slow. Continue to scroll down. I would not be shocked if Embrace the Depths is playable, but it's going to be playable in a really weird deck. Face Phantasms is a very good card. Instant Speed potentially draws 3 on the first cast. It draws 1, then Investigate twice. Then Flashback, you rummage, and then have more artifacts. One thing that's just nuts about this is how many good ways we have utilizing artifacts. I think From Hope and Harm is really good. I don't think we have a shelf for it right now. Like, some weird Omnichamp or Gyarchamp type deck is what comes to mind. But I don't think it's very... I don't think those decks are good right now. But From Hope and Harm is a very good reason to play them. From Lies and Loss is a dumb... Loss is a dumb card. It's blue, black, red. Discard 2 cards. You may cast one of them or one of the 10 cards put into the graveyard because of it. Like, it is a powerful 4-mana instant speed cheat shit out. I don't think From Peace and Purpose is very good. Like, it's fine. It's just not very good. I think From Rot and Ruin is bad. From Valor and Vanity, I don't think is good. Hilda Averell's Paragon is not okay. A 3/3 haste lifelink trample that can swing as a 4/4 indestructible at a slight downside is just such bonkers Zoo stats. I think the main reason this card might struggle is because I don't think Zoo is very good in MSEM. Like, I don't think it lines up well into what the rest of the format is doing. But if Zoo ever becomes playable, this card will be involved in it. Mikey Myers Matron is an interesting hoser slash hate card. I don't think it's very good. But turns off Sigurotom and it allows you to do some other stuff. Really hard to say. Share of Madness is dumb. For you, it's effectively, you know, that card disadvantage looting that also happens to mind rot your opponent, and then you can flash it back. Like, that card gets gross really fast. Stand Steadfast is playable in some stupid infect double strike deck, like the old Omgrove Champion decks that used to exist. You run some blue cantrips like Seek Prophecy, you fill up your graveyard, you swing with a 1/1 or a 2/2 double striker, and now it's a 9/9. They're dead. I think Taika Tide's Tale is good. I think it's redundancy for some powerful combo pieces we already have in the format. So that's exciting. Let's see. Words of Scripture is very playable. I would be happy to play Esper Control or something like that with Words of Scripture. Zemetra, Study of Fervor, I do not think is a playable card. I think it kills you way too fast. Even in kind of a more aggressive deck, this is a little too slow, and you can very easily die to your own creature, which is awkward. I don't think the fetchable trilands are playable. The format's mana is too good already. But, I guess there's something to keep in mind. So, okay, overall feelings and thoughts on the set. Bardon's Journal is a relatively high power set, and it's a very high complexity set. The kind of thing it's doing where it has five different worlds that are all meshed together via this kind of center plot of Bartend's investigation is cool, and the 11 mechanics, six of which are returning, five of which are new, is exciting, but it does feel like it makes the format less accessible. Like, new players have more to read and more, like, what? Those are all from the same set kind of moments. I really love the walker designs. I really like the legendary creature cycles. I think all of the Delph cards are done very well and would make the format more interesting. I don't have as positive things to say about most of the other cost reduction mechanics because most of them are very, very weak. Although, Rhaolitic Inquiries feels like the type of thing that can do really dumb, busted things. Not sure how, but I'm pretty confident it can. I don't know, I think this set is likely to breathe something into our tempo decks, not much into our mid-range decks. I think it doesn't really help control that much. There's probably some dumb card that I brushed over earlier, where I was like, oh yeah, this card's good. But I'm not. Oh, the words of whatever. The white-black kill spell. That card's dumb in control. I suspect this set seems fine. It's certainly above the null line for me. I like the set. I'm not sure if it's my favorite of this batch. It's also the first one I'm reviewing, so it's possible that as I look at the other sets, I'll fall more in love with Bartend's Journal, or it's possible I will say, okay, well, Bartend's Journal is cool, but the other ones are cooler. Anyway, thank you for listening to the rambling, and I hope this gives you a little bit of insight into how my process works. Typically, I write down more notes, and I then weigh the number of cards I'm excited about in each set. But that didn't really seem necessary this time. Much regards to Herzy Corzy for letting me ramble about her set for this time period. If I missed any cards, feel free to let me know. And I hope all of you have an excellent day.